WTI.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We've got lots to talk about, but we got to get ready, set, and go here in just a couple minutes here, yeah?
Yeah.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know who we are. We are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, well, they call themselves the choicers, the pro-choicers. Pro-choice to murder a baby. Hey, isn't it interesting, friends? Just yesterday, maybe it was the day before, but we heard Nancy Pelosi, actually saying that, you know, we need to send our military over into Syria because of all the damage and all the atrocities taking place against the children over there. Well, true that. But isn't this also the administration that advocates the murder of over 3,700 babies a day in this country in the womb? I mean, just think about that. The hypocrisy to no end. Wow. Anyways, folks, we are the Christians that the Patriots, well, we're the Patriots that the globalists despise. We are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And you can check out the downloads, the responses, the new videos, the new articles. Got a brand new article out on WorldNet Daily right now. The lying, the relentless liars to the state-run media who attacked my ministry about a week and a half ago. You can check that out, WorldNet Daily. And other articles and other responses and other pictures as to, well, what's going on with the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead and check it out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Folks, you can also go to my personal website if you'd like to. Now that on Facebook, that's Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be open today, accessible 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, true that. You're just not going to get away from that. And we reiterate this point over and over and over again because we see the continuation and the inundation of propaganda from the propagandists in the United States of America on a 24/7 basis. So, anyways, in saying that, but we want to give you some good responses from some of the folks that listen, and their brains aren't in someone else's head. So, with that, without further ado, I bring forth my wife, and she's going to read a couple responses from the people that have, well, been staying attuned to the sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, great. Well, we do have some great responses, actually. This one came from one of the columns you were just mentioning about your article. This one says, Bradley, thank you for upholding the glory of God's word. We live in a fallen world, and fortunately, as believers, the Holy Spirit resides in us to teach us all things and provide comfort and guidance. No doubt we need revival in our country, but we especially need it in the church. Our Heavenly Father is always in control in his wonderful love, Robert.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Where's he calling from?
He is actually a response from one of your columns that you write.
Okay, awesome.
And then we also have...
Honey, you're being too nice, okay? Let's be a little bit more aggressive about this.
Robert... Thanks
yeah.
a lot.
I actually sat with a guy the other day, and I looked at him, and I said, hey, listen, if you're looking for me to manipulate your mind into getting you to believe that I'm something else out of who I really am, I said, you're wasting your time. Who I am on radio is who I'm at home. Who I'm at home is the same guy that makes pancakes when I make pancakes.
That's right.
Honey, do you like when I make pancakes?
I actually like when you make malto meal.
Malto meal's the bomb.
That.
Yep,
that's
lots
great.
Of sugar and a little milk, right, just to cool it down.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's a better cook than I am, though? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know, it depends on what you're making, but you make great turkey and great roast.
That's true.
Second to none.
Yes.
Well, this one is Canetta, and she, I believe, saw us at the State Fair. She said it was great to see you at the Minnesota State Fair. Thanks for being there. So we got lots of people who support us and love to see us out at the State Fair. We love to do that every year.
A potential of reaching 1.7 million people to 1.8 million people are reachable every year at the Minnesota State Fair, and we've had a booth there for 8 years.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. We'd
opportunity,
love to
thank you, yes.
Yes, it is. And then this is Charles said, our country needs you and your message. God bless, all caps. You for what you are doing.
So, well, amen.
Great responses.
Cool. I think people are just looking for leadership. And the way that you lead, friends, is just, well, you lose your life to gain your life. And that's exactly what Jesus said. Say on.
Amen. Well, that's the three I got. I think that's awesome.
Okay, cool. Well, we appreciate that. Folks, what we're going to do is I want to hit a topic that's very rarely, well, addressed. And it is prayer, folks, because I want people to understand that prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, but laying hold of his willingness. Well, let me say that again. Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance, but laying hold of his willingness. Man, and when you think about that, it's like, wait a second, so it's your good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. Yep, but how are we to go in when we pray? Well, when you look at Jesus in Hebrews 5:9, he said, Scripture tells us that the captain of our salvation, our exemplar, our leader, he whom we're to follow in his footsteps of faith, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, listen carefully, with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Belial, fear. Son to a father, right? Not diabolical. Though he were a son, Scripture says, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Wow, do you see that in the body of Christ today in America? No, you see a lack of that. You see religious prayers. And what comes to my aid right now is when Charles Finney, that great revival preacher back in the 1700s, was asked by the professing church of the day, well, hey, Mr. Finney, would you like us to pray for you? And he said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't get your prayers answered? And the reason they don't get their prayers answered is because they don't understand there's a process of breaking in, for the violent take it by force. We're to press into the kingdom of God. We're to persevere. They're to be prayers of importunity. In other words, we don't stop breaking into the kingdom of heaven until God promises to fulfill the promise, his promise, not our promise. And it reminds me of Jacob when he wrestled with the angel. Well, he said, listen, unless you bless me, I'm not going to stop fighting. I'm not going to stop wrestling with you. So you may as well just understand that I'm not letting go. And I think that's my prayer life as well. I've got to understand that it's God's good pleasure to give unto me the kingdom. I have to know who he is, what his will is, and in the process of that, I'll understand the process of him answering the prayers. And how does that come? You know, Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, said this. He said, every work of God is in three stages. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. And he said, then it's done. Is that prayer? Well, that's what Scripture tells us, because it says, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So I want to give you some real life answers. I want to bring you through my testimonial a little bit, but I want to show you some things really quick, and it will enhance your walk. Even you patriots that want to become Christians, let me point the finger. You have Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley. I'd like to call in 1-877-807-9977 at any time. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, you guys have all heard of the guru, right? Well, a young man sought out an Indian guru who took him into a river, and after wading into the water, the young man allowed the gentle speaking guru to lower him beneath the water's surface. Well, he thought he was being baptized. However, he surprisingly felt the guru's hands tense and hold him under the water. He struggled as a sense of panic began to grip his mind, and no matter how hard he battled the strong arms of the old man, he held him under the cold water. Adrenaline pumped through his terrified body. He must get air or die, and suddenly the man let go and he burst through the water surface. He couldn't understand why the guru would do such a senseless thing to him. The old man raised his hand to him calmly and said, "Whenever you yearn for God as much as you crave for oxygen," he said, "then and only then will you find him." And how true is it? The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then." Not the other way around, friends. We got the church in America today actually seeking gold and riches, covetousness. Read Ephesians 5. It's interesting, they seek gold and they seek riches, and well, Scripture tells me that we're going to be walking on the streets of gold when we get to heaven. So that shows you in perspective where God has riches, under our feet, not in our hearts. But if you think about the guru, it's exactly prayer, systematically, by the way, theologically. Because when you begin to look at the pattern of prayer or anything in life, it doesn't just come without a price. When you have a baby, it doesn't come without a price to the mother, does it? Without sorrow, pain, grief, whatever. But folks, let me identify prayer one more time before I get into this. Hebrews 5 says, "Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications to God, he was praying, with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was in heard in that he was feared. Though he were a son," speaking of Jesus, "he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him." Boy, that's a hard word for Americans. To obey. Everybody loves God, but how many can name three of the Ten Commandments? I'm not being smart. I'm not being facetious. And I'm not being disingenuous. Folks, you'd be amazed at how many tea parties I've done across this country where I've asked how many in this room are Christians. And you see numerous hands in each meeting go up. And then I'll ask them, can you name three of the Ten Commandments? 99.9% of them cannot name three of the Ten Commandments. Yet Scripture tells us, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth his commandments, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. So Jesus knew God's commandments because they were written upon his heart and his mind, Isaiah 42, Hebrews 10. Yet professed Christians today can't even tell you the will of God. And then we wonder we don't understand God's path. Why we don't understand God's path? Because we don't understand the mind of the Spirit. But let me show you in Scripture how prayer works. And I was just reading 1 Samuel the other day, and this is going to get exciting, at least it is for me, and I'll bring you down testimonial road in my personal life. But check this out. Samuel, we all know that that prophet, none of his words fell to the ground. This prophet used to walk into towns where people feared what the word of the Lord was, good or bad. Did you come for judgment or did you come for peace? They were afraid of that. Well, if they were walking the straight and narrow, I guess they wouldn't have to worry about that, that they would receive an answer of peace because they were walking through the straight and narrow and on the path of the straight and narrow. But let me go to Samuel really quick and just show you systematically how this works. According to Scripture, Elkanah was Hannah's husband. Peninnah was Elkanah's wife. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children, okay? Hannah was barren. And then we can go over to the sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. By the way, keep in mind, the priests, Hophni and Phinehas, they were both sons of Belial, sons of lawlessness, Satan. And Eli, his eyes grew dim. And God judged Eli's house because he didn't reprove Hophni and Phinehas. Just keep that in mind. The Bible says, and when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters portions. But unto Hannah, who was barren, having given a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Now listen carefully, friends. And her adversary also provoked her for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her. Peninnah did to Hannah. See, Peninnah could have kids, Hannah couldn't. Therefore, she wept, Hannah did, and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why are you crying? And why don't you eat anything? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? Said Elkanah to Hannah. So Hannah rose up after that she had eaten in Shiloh, and after that he had drunk. Now Eli the priest, remember his eyes were dim. He was responsible for not correcting his own children in the priesthood. He said, Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept soul. That was Hannah. And she vowed a vow, listen to this, and said, O Lord God of hosts, thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, said Hannah, and remember me, and forget not thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give unto him the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. That means he was a rocker dude, friends. And by the way, that was a custom of the Nazarenes. Jesus had long hair. But look at this. She was afflicted. She made a vow unto the Lord. She was asking the Lord to remember her. She cried out to the Lord and said, don't forget me. But if you answer me, Lord, this is what I'll do. Give me a child, then I will give him unto you, Lord, all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Talking about prayer. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that the corrupt priest came over and marked her mouth. He smacked her. He didn't know the difference, friends. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought that she had been drunk. And Eli said, this corrupt priest, unto her, how long will thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah, the one that was praying to God for a man-child, answered and said, no, Lord, I'm not drunk. I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. Why was she sorrowful? Speaking of prayer.
I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, sons or daughters of lawlessness, Satan. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Speaking of prayer, friends. You know, a good question to ask you right here and now is, whose desire was Samuel? It became Hannah's, but through what? Complaints, grief, sorrow, affliction. Whoa, wait a second. So when Scripture says, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ooh, I get it. You mean, so let me ask you the question, friends. Did Hannah just come up with this idea that she's going to have, you know what, did she pray, Lord, give me a prophet, and none of his words will fall to the ground? And Lord, I promise I'll never cut his hair. Is that her ideas, or is that the desires of the Lord in Hannah's heart to bring forth a promise that God was rotting within his child? That the Son may be glorified. Oh, whoa, I never heard it like that. I know you didn't. Then Eli, the corrupt priest, by the way, the reason he marked her mouth is because the same reason which you see in the church in America today, the professed church. They think there's something wrong, but when you read Scripture, you'll see everything is right on the money. See, because what the church wants in America, the professed church wants in America, they want something for nothing, friends. And you know as well as I do, friends, that's just not how it works. You will suffer answers, good or bad. You will reap what you sow, good or bad. But there's a process to everything. Because I want to tell you something. God is looking for those that are perseverant. Perseverance means a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. In other words, stay the course. Bear the cross. See, we all want to know the power of God unto salvation, but how many really want to preach the cross of Jesus Christ? How many actually want to deny themselves and take up the cross? How many actually want to be girded by another to lead you about in a direction that you don't want to go? Well, ask Hannah. Ask any of the patriarchs in the body. Who would apply for a job like that in a carnal mind or in the natural man? Nobody would. But see, when we ask, look at the process. Remember what Hudson Taylor said? First it's impossible, then it's difficult, but then it's done. You know, John Quincy Adams, the President of the United States, son of John Adams, the second President of the United States, said this, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. See, but we have to stay the course. And how do we do that? We do that through much patience. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And friends, when I come back, I'm going to give you the answers. He's coming right now. Wait a second. I can feel the birthing pains. Samuel, are you coming? How does this work, Samuel? How does prayer come forth? All right. I'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Listen to what Arthur W. Fink said. He said, prayer is not appointed for the furnishing of God with the knowledge of what we need, but it is designed as a confession to him of our sense of the need. In this, as in everything, God's thoughts are not as ours. God requires that his gifts should be sought for. He designs to be honored by our asking, just as he is to be thanked by us after he has bestowed his blessings. That's exactly right. And I say that with a sense of understanding, just a little bit, not very much, but you know what? We're all growing in grace, right? And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But right before the break, I was talking about Hannah and really how she didn't, you know, eat, and she wept, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And what was interesting is what came out of that bitterness of soul and what came out of that brokenness was the desire of Samuel. Folks, it wasn't like Hannah was sitting around thinking of how she could suffer for the Lord. It wasn't like Hannah was sitting around thinking about, hey, you know what kind of a desire can I pray through because it's, well, you know, it's just a good idea. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to suffer. I'm going to inflict pain and suffering on myself until I get what I want from God. No, these were God's desires. These were God's ideas. But look at the process in which they came. I mean, folks, she was having a hard time. She was complaining. She was grieved. And yet, friends, when we see again prayer in the professed church in America today, we just see it as just something, you know, you just say a simple prayer and the next thing that comes out of their mouth is some form of vulgarity. And then they wonder why God doesn't answer their prayer. And then they have the audacity to be mad at God for him not answering what they were asking for. You know, one of the things that you hear in the professed church in America quite a bit is this. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, your faith, your grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. You know, gimme, my name is Jimmy. You know, but when we sing that song, friends, we got to keep in mind that Abraham was asked of God to sacrifice his son. Abraham was being proven by the God of Israel as to know what was in his heart or no. And we see in Scripture in Deuteronomy 13 that God always sent his preachers to prove God's people as to what was in their hearts. And we see so many people, when they don't get what they want from God, then they get mad at God like, hey, you know what, God, you didn't give me what I wanted, so therefore I'm not going to serve you. I didn't know that the Lord owed us anything, friends. Sorry about that. He does owe us damnation, but praise God for his son, Jesus Christ, who he sent on our behalf. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a propitiation, a sacrifice for the appeasement of our sins before him. That's pretty awesome stuff, isn't it? But what is the Lord looking for? He's looking for perseverance. And perseverance is a continuance of, in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. So that means there's a process. Talking about prayer. Isn't this interesting to the people that are seeking the Lord, that are still waiting for the Lord to answer? And you're trying to figure out why you're in a predicament as to the predicament that you're in, or why you're shut up into a corner and you're trying to figure out why you're asking the Lord for what you're asking him for. Because you say to yourself, well, I wasn't the one that was the author of this desire. It was his desire. Of course it was. And friends, when you go back to Hannah, as I've been talking about Hannah, this wasn't her desire neither. God made it her desire. And God planted the seed in her heart to pray for Samuel. And look at the promise. That, listen, Eli, the priest, didn't even understand. He smacks her in the mouth, saying, you're drunk. She's saying, I'm not drunk. Folks, the church in America today is saying there's something wrong when you're suffering for a righteous cause. No, that's called bearing the cross of Jesus Christ, if it indeed be his cross. Well, they say, well, you know, he shouldn't be going through a depression or oppressive measures and process of bringing forth the answer. Really? Why don't you tell David that? Really? Why don't you tell Gideon that? Really? Why don't you tell Moses that? Really? Why don't you tell Abraham that? Really? Why don't you tell the disciples that? Really? Why don't you tell the prophets that? Why don't you tell the prophets that, friends? And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. At one point, I went out and met a man of God. I think he was born in 1903. And I remember one day he said, Bradley, what is it that you desire of the Lord? I said, I desire a wife. And this is what I want her to look like and be like. He stopped me. He said, Bradley, those are not your desires, they are his desires. And you know what? You can be on track with what you're asking from God, but it may be completely different than what you are asking in detail. And when we read the faith chapter, friends, in the book of Hebrews 11, keep in mind the elders obtained a good report. Those that were grown up in the things of the Spirit of God, those that knew the mind of Christ. It's interesting when I look in Scripture again, and I look at the prophets, you begin to look at their process. Be patient then, brothers, unto the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring's rain. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord is coming near. This can be in prayer, friends. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you'll be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spake in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider them blessed, those who have finally persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. You can take that in prayer, friends, because that's the process of prayer. Let's go back to Hannah. Phone lines are open, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. The Bible says that Elkanah and Hannah came together and they conceived a child. And guess who was conceived in that process? Well, his name was Samuel. He was the greatest prophet in the Old Testament. None of his words fell to the ground. God used Samuel to judge Israel for many, many years. God was raising up a judge to preserve his people. Again, I want to remind you that Hannah's desire was from the Lord. And the process was the Lord's process. Let me show you. Let me go to the New Testament. John 16:24. Now listen carefully, the process of prayer. Verily, verily, I say unto you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. The process of prayer. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And you now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, Jesus said, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man shall take from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Listen carefully. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Well, how do the desires come, Bradley? How do they come? Well, they're birthed by the Holy Spirit, the same way salvation is. We're born of the Spirit of the living God, John 3:3. Listen to this. The guests at a certain hotel were being rendered uncomfortable by repeated strumming on a piano, done by a little girl who possessed no knowledge of music. They complained to the proprietor with a view to having the annoyance stopped. I am sorry you are annoyed, he said, but the girl is the child of one of my very best guests. I can scarcely ask her not to touch the piano. But her father, who is away for the day or so, will return tomorrow. You can then approach him and ask him to set the matter right. When the father returned, he found his daughter in the reception room and, as usual, thumping on the piano. He walked up behind the child and, putting his arms over her shoulders, took her hands in his and produced some most beautiful music. That's exactly right. Here's a word of encouragement, edification, and or exhortation to those that are persevering in prayer. And they say, well, you know what? I'm just not perfect at it. I know, but did you just listen to the analogy? No matter how bad you are, when the Spirit of God picks you up, you pray His perfect will. No matter how bad you are at playing the piano, keep practicing, because Daddy's right behind you to make it sound really, really pretty. So thus it may be with us, and thus it will be some coming day. Just now we can produce little but clamor and disharmony, but one day the Lord Jesus will take hold of our hands of faith and prayer and use them to bring forth the music of the skies. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be standing up. You know they'd be standing up. They'd say, you preaching it down, brother. I'd say, mm-hmm. And you know what they'd say back, friends? They go, mm-hmm. And you know what I'd say back to them, friends? I go, mm-hmm. And you know what they'd do back to me again? Mm-hmm. We'd be having church up in here. But that's how it works. Folks, He will perfect that which concerneth us. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, friends, and I'm going to come back. Friends, I was sharing with one of my buddies. He's a prophet. He really is a prophet. The guy will read your mail 13 different ways, and then he'll hand it to you. I said, man, when you begin to think of the prayer and the power of prayer of some of the prophets, even in modern times, It's pretty interesting stuff. Did you know that John Knox, the great Scottish reformer, did you know that Mary Queen of Scots feared his prayers so much that she feared them more than all of the armies of Europe? Speaking of prayer, whoa. That's some pretty crazy stuff. I'd rather stand against the canons of the wicked than against the prayers of the righteous, said Thomas Lye. Are you praying like that today? Well, that's what we need to get back to. You got Bradley, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, coming back for Hour 2. Hold up for a minute.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Phone lines, again, are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, not human or carnal faith, but the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Then it goes on to the faith chapter. Adoniram Judson gave a testimony, and he says, I was never deeply interested in any object, never prayed sincerely and earnestly for it, but that it came at some time, no matter how distant the day, somehow in some shape, probably the last I would have devised it, it came. In other words, God never failed to answer prayers, friends. Wait a second. God didn't fail these men in prayer. No, he didn't. God never fails faithful men. And even when men are faithless, he still remains faithful.
I got an analogy here, and it is outstanding, second to none. And this is prayer, line upon line, precept upon precept. And I think you'll find it rather advantageous if you put it to practice. An old author I met with the following allegory. As I found it, so I tell it to you now. Once upon a time, the king of Jerusalem left his city in the custody of an eminent captain, whose name was Zeal. He gave unto Zeal many choice warriors to assist him in the protection of the city. Zeal was a right-hearted man, one who never wearied in the day of battle, but would fight all day and all night, even though his sword did cleave to his hand as the blood ran down his arm. But it happened upon this time that the king of Arabia, getting unto himself exceeding great hosts and armies, surrounded the city and prevented any introduction of food for the soldiers, or of ammunition to the support of the war. Driven to the last extremity, Captain Zeal called a council of war and asked of them what course they should take. Many things were proposed, but they all failed to effect the purpose, and they came to the sad conclusion that nothing was, before time, the surrender of the city, although upon the hardest terms, could never surrender. Zeal took the resolution of the council of war, but when he read it, he could not bear it. His soul abhorred it. Better, said he, to be cut in pieces than surrender. Better for us to be destroyed while we are faithful than to give up the keys of this royal city. So, in his great distress, he met a friend of his called Prayer. And Prayer said to him, "O captain, I can deliver the city." Now, Prayer was not a soldier, at least he did not look as if he was a warrior, for he wore the garments of a priest. In fact, he was the king's chaplain and was the priest of the holy city of Jerusalem. But, nevertheless, this Prayer was a valiant man and wore armor beneath his robes. "O captain," said he, "give me three companions and I will deliver the city. Their names must be," listen carefully, friends, "Sincerity, Importunity, and Faith." Now these four brave men went out of that city at the dead of night when the prospects of Jerusalem were the very blackest. They cut their way right to the host that surrounded the city, doubt and unbelief. With many wounds and much smuggling, they made their escape and traveled all that night long as quickly as they could cross the plain to reach the camp of the king of Jerusalem. And when they flagged a little, Importunity would hasten them on, and when at any time they grew faint, Faith would give them a drink from his bottle, and they would recover. They came at last to the palace of the great king. The door was shut, but Importunity knocked long, and at last it was opened. Faith stepped in. Sincerity threw himself on his face before the throne of the great king, and the Prayer began to speak. He told the king of the great straits in which the beloved city was now placed, the dangers that surrounded it, and the almost certainty that all brave warriors would be cut in pieces by the morrow. Importunity repeated again and again the lacks, the wants of the city. Faith pleaded hard the royal promise and covenant. At last the king said to the captain, Prayer, take with these soldiers and go back. Lo, he said, I am with thee to deliver the city. At the morning light, just when the day broke, for the day they did return more swiftly than could have been expected, for though the journey seemed long in going there, it was very short in coming back. In fact, they seemed to have gained time on the road. They arrived early in the morning, fell upon the host of the king of Arabia, took him prisoner, slew his army, and divided the spoil, and then entered the gates of the city of Jerusalem in triumph. Zeal put a crown of gold upon the head of Prayer and decreed that henceforth, whenever Zeal went forth to battle, Prayer should be the standard bearer and should lead the van. Folks, the allegory is full of truth. Let him that heareth understand. That is the process of prayer. Don't quit. Don't stop until you prevail with God, said Jacob. How many men fail their Christian walk because they fail in prayer? You know, Martin Luther said he was so busy. Did you know that he spent 2 to 3 hours a day in prayer every morning? I didn't say 2 to 3 words, friends. I said 2 to 3 hours every morning of his life. Folks, if we're to fight to win, we must pray much. There is no way out of it. You know, wasn't it George Whitefield that rightly said,
A prayerless walk is a Christless walk. I remember one time I'd asked my father, which is in heaven, for a wife. This was 14 years ago. I said, Lord, I would ask that you'd give me a wife, and I want her to be this way. I had the audacity to tell him what she was going to be like. The Lord's up there. Hey, Jesus, did you hear what Bradley said? This is what he wants. You know, and the only thing I've seen in what Bradley wants is only there to fulfill his lust, and that's it. Yeah? He wants her to be a brunette. He wants her to be a Christian. He wants her to be everything that he never lived. Yep, I did. You know, so I asked the Lord, I said, this is what I want, and I want a brunette, and I didn't know any different, friends. And one day I walked into church. I was asked to come to this church to help a youth group out. This was 15 years ago. And I remember seeing this lady, well, she wasn't a college student. And as I looked at her, I thought, well, in my arrogance at the time, I said, I wonder if I should bless her. Oh, you arrogant punk. And this lady just happened to be, this college student just happened to be a college student at a Christian Bible school in Florida. And she just happened to be the pastor's kid. Now, just keep in mind, I was a rocker dude. I came out of the rock and roll scene, so it was like oil and water. As I kept going back to this church, I seen this girl come back. One day I was outside. She said, hey, Bradley, are you going to this restaurant at so-and-so? And I said, yep, I'm going there. I fasted and I prayed for God's will to be done. Well, this little girl just happened to have blonde hair. She just happened to be an actress. And what I didn't know was for years I was watching her on TV. And I didn't know this until after I married her. I ended up marrying my blonde wife, who exceeds what I was originally asking for. And I remember one time I said, Lord, can you confirm that this is my wife? This is who I'm to be with. And she used to be on Cheerios boxes, friends. You've probably seen my wife. And I remember one day I just picked up this box, this Cheerio box that she was on, and I turned it around. And it was shortly thereafter I asked the Lord to confirm. I picked that Cheerios box up, turned it around, and there was a soccer team on the back of this Cheerios box. Guess what the coach's name was? You got it. Bradley Dean. Little did I know my wife's face was all over Cheerios boxes, and she was all over TV, and I didn't know none of this stuff. And it's like, I'm asking the Lord for a wife, and I'm telling him what I want, and then I end up getting this lady that sings like nobody's business. And by the way, she's white, but she sounds like she's black. And what I'm trying to say to you, friends, is God knows better. But it didn't come without process. It didn't come without sanctification unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. In other words, God cleaned me up before he gave me a gift named Stephanie. So it's interesting. We're asking God to prepare somebody for us when in fact he's preparing us for them. And by the way, that is prayer. We're going to come back. I'm going to go down testimonial lane with you. Have a little fun with you. Lines are open. 1-877-807-9977. Thank you for being patient with me. Now I'll listen to you. Coming up to hour two in just a minute.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your calls.